Everyone, and I bring you greetings from the Good News Baptist Church in Skopje, Macedonia. I'm delighted to worship with you this evening in this wonderful house of God, and I'm also very grateful for this opportunity to share with you about the Lord's work in the land of Macedonia in partnership with Slavic Gospel Association. Here on the picture is my wife Slavica and myself. I'm a professor of chemistry at the State University in Skopje, Macedonia. But I'm also a preacher of the gospel, a translator, a writer of Christian literature, a father and a grandfather of five. My wife Slavica is also a chemist. She's a teacher of chemistry at high school. And she's been my partner in all these ministries in our marriage for 38 years now. She would have loved to be with me, but she was very busy at high school at this time of the year. You would know this is the middle of the semester. I managed to escape from the university, so I'm for a few days here. Where do I come from? The Republic of Macedonia is down on the southeast of Europe. It used to be one of the six republics in former Yugoslavia, the communist Yugoslavia. It emerged as an independent state in 1992 after the disintegration of Yugoslavia. Macedonia borders Greece, Albania, Bulgaria, Kosovo, and Serbia. It's a small country, just over 2 million people. Some of your cities in this UK country are larger than 2 million, but we are a small country. And a very poor country. I think we are competing only with Moldova as to what is the poorest country in Europe. Our GDP would basically be about 8 to 10 times lower than what you would have in this country. The unemployment rate is perhaps, again, the highest, 37%. We have two major ethnic and religious communities that make up Macedonia. The Orthodox, the ethnic Macedonians, that is, of Slavic origin, the Macedonian language also being of Slavic origin, they make up about 64%. And then on the other side are the Albanian population, about one-third of the population, Muslims by religion. And these two ethnic groups have been severely defending their ethnic and religious identity to the level that there are very frequent conflicts in our country even to today. Only 0.1% of our population would be evangelical Christians. That is only about 2,000. In addition to Baptists, we have a few Methodists, we also have Pentecostals, we have a congregational church, and a few small non-denominational churches. Our churches would normally be around 30 members, and the largest ones would be about 50. So we are talking about small churches in Macedonia. Now, we are working in a land where Eastern Orthodoxy has been very strong, and the Orthodox Church is not a Bible church. It does not preach repentance. It does not preach the need of a Savior. They tell their people as soon as they are baptized as an infant, they have eternal life. There's nothing else that they need to do. So we've been battling this for decades, for centuries, should I say. They are all about venerations of saints, kissing icons, a lot of superstitions, and things like that. So sometimes I say it's a shame that we Macedonians, 2,000 years later, after Paul the Apostle heard the call and came first to Macedonia, that we still say, come to Macedonia and help. We still need this help. You don't necessarily have all to come to Macedonia, but you can help us with your prayers. And we believe in the power of prayer. We have seen really God at move from the prayers of our supporters. Building the Kingdom of God in Macedonia in partnership with Slavic Gospel Association. I will share a few areas of our ministry where SGA has been our partner for well over 20, 25 years now. And the first contacts were made 32 years ago. Tells you a bit about my age too. But SGA has been very supportive in our church ministries. I mentioned that our churches are very small, 30 to 50. We are not able to pay our pastors, so we've been receiving financial support for our pastoral work. We've been receiving support for construction of church building. I will tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. Literature ministry has been an important tool in our ministries. In Macedonian language, we did not have any Christian literature until recently. May I mention that the Macedonians were the last people in Europe to receive the Bible in its own language, in their own language, only 23 years ago. So you've been a very blessed nation, but we've been having the Bible only 23 years ago, and that is not a very reliable translation. It was done by the Orthodox Church, and we are struggling with the accuracy of that translation. Well, the literature we do often requires obtaining copyrights when we do translation. You have great books in this country. You have been very blessed. Thousands of good books. Every once in a while we do a translation of a book from English. And the royalties are normally paid by our partners at SGA. Sponsoring printing. We have translated the New Testament as a reliable translation and in a comprehensive language, Macedonian language, some 15 years ago or so, and Slavic Gospel has sponsored 18,000 copies, the very first ones in Macedonian. We distributed those very quickly. Then the Gideons stepped in, and they printed additional 150,000 copies that have been also spread away. And again, in a country of 2 million people, that is a substantial work in literature ministry. Humanitarian ministry is also often needed in the Balkan regions. I'm sure that you have heard a lot about all these wars going on there and all the refugees. We also receive widows' support. We don't want to forget those people who have brought the gospel during the communist times, and they've taken that burden, and now that they are old and just by themselves, we really want to help them, and we are grateful to SGA that has been helping in this project for a number of years now. Again, I come from the Good News Baptist Church in Skopje. We bought this house. This is an ordinary house. They would still not give us permissions to build proper churches back in Macedonia. The Orthodox Church is very strong and powerful within the government. They are obstructing it. But we've been having this facility for about 20 years now, and we've been grateful for that. Many other small churches do not have any facility. They rent some places. Our current pastor is Marko Grozdanov, happens to be my son. And as a father, I can be proud that he is the third generation of pastorship in our family. My father was a pastor of the Baptist Church, the very first one, came to Skopje to plant the Baptist Church along with me. And I continued the work as a pastor, as an interim pastor for 35 years. Might reach the Guinness record with that. And then Marko took over. We've been very blessed with his ministry. He got his master's degree from International Baptist Theological School in the Prague, in the Czech Republic. This is what our congregation would look like. It's pretty packed. It's just an ordinary house, remember? And one thing I want to comment always when I show this picture, that apart of my daughter that I see here on this picture, my daughter Anna, who's been our music minister for a number of years in our church, not one single person here that I can see comes from a Christian background. That is, that might come from an Orthodox background, but that would mean they've never seen the Bible, never read the Bible, never heard the gospel. So these people, one by one, they all came to Christ through our ministries in Macedonia, which were, again, in many ways sponsored by Slavic Gospel Association. So please pray for these people. Many of them struggle with their own family members who are still not in the Lord, and we are working towards that goal. Well, we baptize people outside in the backyard. Our baptistry is in the yard, and it's not because we want it that way, but there are no possibilities because our sanctuary is up on the second floor of this old building. But it is an opportunity for all the neighbors there to hear some of the gospel when we have these baptismal sermons, and then also hear the singing and hear the testimony of these people who are baptized there. It's been great to watch the people in the neighborhood on their windows and just hearing what we are speaking there. Well, last year, after about almost 10 years now since we launched the project of a need of a new building, we definitely started the building process. The foundations have been laid. This is me standing on the foundation. It was a very happy time for us. This is how far we got, though. Last year, we only erected the building just above the ground. And due to lack of money, we could not continue the construction. And your prayers are greatly appreciated. We are aware down in Macedonia that nowadays everyone is facing financial difficulties, everyone in the world, I guess. But we also believe that God can encourage individuals to continue sacrificially to give towards these issues. We want to turn this into a much more than just a church, a new church. We want to make it the largest Christian center in the Republic of Macedonia, in particular for distribution of Christian literature. Our church happens to produce over 90% of all Christian literature in my country. And we would like to see that happen as soon as possible. We would also like to see this Christian center as a teaching center, also a youth ministry center, children's center. And so do pray with us that we may complete this building in the Lord's time. Again, back to literature ministry. It's a very important tool. The Macedonians have not had, I've often said before, Macedonia is in the Bible, but the Bible was not in Macedonia for almost 20 centuries. Now we've started doing these Christian books, and one particular event that we always appreciate very much is the National Book Fair in Skopje, which is a fairly big event. About 70,000 people would normally come there in 6 days. And it's not only that we can sell about 1,000 books during those 6 days, but we meet a lot of people and share the gospel with them, talk to them. And it's also been an opportunity to meet top politicians. Here on this picture is the president of Macedonia, who is not a born-again believer. He's just an Orthodox. But he and his son visited the book fair last year, I guess, and we presented them with a few books. And you never know. Books have sometimes a way that nothing else can reach people. We would never have an opportunity to talk to these top politicians if it was not for this book fair. It is always in April, around Easter time, so if you remember, please do pray for this book fair. It is always a time of sharing, a time of testimony, and really an opportunity to bring people closer to God. In addition to translating, I also write books because there is such a need in Macedonia. Some of the books I have written, just to give you an idea, I've written over 20 books so far. This one is on knowing God. This one is on ethics for Christians. This one is on the Ten Commandments. This one is on faith, hope, and love. This one is on the fruit of the Spirit. And this one is entitled No to Evolution, Yes to the Bible. This one is on marriage, on Bible marriage. This one is an evangelistic book that's called It's About Your Life. Or perhaps your life is at stake or something like that would be the translation of the book. Many more books, but also lately the Lord has placed in my heart this need for children's literature now that I'm a grandfather of five. And this year I was able to write 4 books for children. It's mainly stories, developing virtues with children from the Bible, of course. The blue book is also a sort of a catechism for children, the basic biblical teaching on children's level. And these are the first book in Macedonian language of such nature. Please do pray, because we've seen great interest, especially about the pink one, which is developing virtues with children. That's been very well received with the secular families. And I'm sure you will know that oftentimes we can reach parents through the children, if we reach the children first. They are sometimes easier to reach with the gospel than their parents. So please do pray that these books play a vital role in reaching children and their parents for the Lord. Currently, we're working on 2 books. We are translating God's Undertaker, Has Science Buried God, by Professor John Lennox. He's a professor at Oxford. We believe a very good one. He happened to come to Skopje last year and lecture there. We liked his lecturing, and thus we decided to translate this book. May I say again that Slavic Gospel has paid the royalties for this book on our behalf, and we are hoping within the next 2 months or so to be ready for press. Please do pray that this is completed and used in a mighty way by God. I'm also currently writing a book on prayer. It will be a very first book on prayer in the Macedonian language, and please pray that God gives me a guidance just how to profile the book to reach our people in this very vital area of our Christian life. We have often done Bible courses, and many of our converts actually came first through these Bible courses. I've put myself about 4 Bible courses. This one happens to be the 12 pillars of the Christian faith. Quite a group there, and I've had several of these groups within a few years, and many of them came to know the Lord through these courses and joined the church. This is a smaller group. We've had many of these groups, and the Lord has blessed that work. Again, these materials, 12 booklets, for the 12 pillars of the Christian faith were fully paid by Slavic Gospel Association in hundreds of copies in Macedonia. Finally, my family, my grandchildren, 2 from my son and 2 from my daughter, each a boy and a girl. We've been very blessed, my wife Slavica and myself. Almost every weekend they spend with us. But we are reading to them from the gospel. We're reading them from these Christian books that I wrote. And we know that now is the time to reach their hearts. Please pray for our family as well. And the latest one is our granddaughter Ivana, who is only 10 months old. And I've just heard before I came here that my son and daughter-in-law are also expecting their third. So the sixth is on the way. We are told it's going to be a boy. So we will have three boys and three girls by then. I would very much appreciate if you continue to pray for us. Now, I know that some of you have supported us with your prayers, and I'm going to finish this report by just reading a couple of verses from the scriptures. I will not comment an awful lot on that. That's Paul the Apostle writing to the Macedonian believers 2,000 years ago, 2 Thessalonians 3:1-3. And this is what Paul said. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that it may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That was 2 Thessalonians 3:1-3. Just two comments very briefly. One, if Paul the Apostle, whom I believe we all admire in some ways, needed prayer supporters, we need them even more. So please do pray with us. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course in the land of Macedonia. And again, don't forget in verse 3, Paul is saying, for those who pray, the Lord is faithful and he shall establish you and keep you from evil. So there's also a reward for those who pray for others. And I believe it will be a double blessing. A blessing for us, if you pray for us, and a blessing for you, as the scripture says. Thank you very much for your attention. And I appreciate really the opportunity of being able to share with you about the Lord's work in the land of Macedonia. God bless you.